Well, I wonder what your sense of smell is like. I had an interesting experience recently. I met a friend and we greeted one another. I didn't notice her perfume, but we went into a coffee shop and the person behind the counter said, "Ooh, wait a minute, I recognise that perfume." She was quite a little bit away. "Oh, it's got Bulgarian rose oil, orris, jasmine, whatever in it." Now, this particular friend was actually wearing a very unusual perfume, but the server in the coffee shop recognised it immediately. It turns out that the server in the shop had previously worked for a company, sourcing new fragrances, hence her ability to itemise the different fragrances in the perfume. Her sense of smell was phenomenal. But then recently my granddaughter Eva came to our house and she said, "Gran, I really like the smell of your house." I said, "I didn't know it had a smell." And she said, "Oh yes, everybody's house smells different, as only a seven-year-old can." So the truth is that we all have a fragrance of some kind that communicates to others. Graham Kendrick has a song, "May the fragrance of Jesus and the beauty of Jesus fill my life." Well, in this passage that we've just read, in verse 16, it says a similar thing in different words. "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." Meaning, yes, let the beauty and the fragrance of Jesus be in each one of us. Well, the theme today is whatever we do. Last week we saw wherever we are. And in fact, we all do lots of things. In fact, only the other day, John commented upon the number of different things he'd done in one day. And we've seen some scenarios on the video a moment ago. And then on this particular picture here, you can see four more. So we've got an office worker, a student studying, a dentist, and someone building. Well, none of these things may be what you do. But just think about the things that you do during the day. For some of us, of course, it may be set hours where we have to work. However, this passage from the letter to the Colossians reminds us that whatever we do matters to God. I wonder if we think about that. Maybe when we're doing some menial task, we may feel that it's insignificant, but God values what we do, because we are his children. It encourages us to do everything in the name of Jesus. Well, what does this mean for us in practice? We're all called to be Christ's ambassadors. As you know, we have British ambassadors in many nations of the world, and they represent Britain in whatever country they are. In the same way, we are representing Jesus and the kingdom of God, whatever we do and in whatever place we are. Wow, that's a calling, isn't it? To be representatives of Jesus and the kingdom of God, whatever we do. It's interesting that in the Acts of the Apostles, we are told to be witnesses. Not to go out witnessing, but to be witnesses. In other words, our belief in Jesus must be reflected in our behaviour, in whatever we do. Belief and behaviour cannot be separated. If we are to be witnesses, there are, I think, three things that we need to consider: competence, character, and concern. First of all, competence. I wonder when perhaps we're looking after somebody or caring for them, the task or work that needs to be done, or helping at Bright Stars, or helping cleaning on a Monday morning in the church hall, whether we think of how we do it. Because we're called in this passage here, in verse 23, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. This may be at work, as in this picture here. We've got the plumber, we've got the office worker, not quite sure what she's doing, but we've also got a volunteer with a sports group, and we've got probably a grandparent caring for a child, but it could be somebody caring for an adult. But we're told, whatever we do, to do it well, to the best of our ability. Now, when this letter was written, some of the first listeners of this letter were slaves. And it actually says in verse 22, slaves, obey your earthly masters. Well, why? Because not only when their eye is on you and you get favour in them, but with sincerity and heart and reverence for the Lord, because you are working, as it says in verse 24, it is the Lord Christ who you are serving. So we might be looking after somebody. We might be doing a work or a job, but actually we're doing it because we are serving Jesus. Just think of the realization for those slaves that they were not just working for their master, who may have been nice or not, we don't know. But they were working for Jesus, their Lord, and I'm sure that would have given them great encouragement. It does matter to God that we do things well. So whether you're helping at Bright Stars or cleaning the church hall or teaching the new office worker their role, you're doing it for Jesus. The quality of our work or task, whatever we're doing, and our attitude to it tells people a lot about us and the God we serve. Well, can you imagine Jesus using substandard materials, performing shoddy carpentry, or overcharging his customers? Of course not. There's a story. My sister worked for a while at John Ryland's library in Manchester. I don't know if you've been, it's worth a visit. But anyway, she was working there, and there was it's lots of precious old books there as well, and stacks of shelves high up. One of the librarian tasks was up a ladder, dusting all the books, some very high up. And a colleague asked this particular person why she bothered with those at the top, because no one can see them. And her reply was, I know that my Jesus can see everything, and I want to please him by doing my job well. It can be tempting, can't it, sometimes, to try to get away with the minimum. But actually, here in this letter to the Colossians, it tells us that we're not to do that. Whatever we do, we must do with all our heart. And then character. Well, verse 15 reminds us that the peace of Christ should rule in our hearts. We should be thankful. We should allow Christ's message to dwell in our hearts so that we can sing songs. Michael Williams reminds us that as Christ's representatives, we are to reflect Christ in the world. In Galatians 5, we're told that we should show the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Quite a list, isn't it? And some things will come easy to some of us, and some of those we will find more difficult. And we all need to know which ones we find more difficult and ask for God's help. Those around us note our joy when we do whatever we do, and we do it well. But people around us notice too our peace in times of disappointment. People also notice our graciousness and our humility, especially when our patience is being tried. On the video, we saw the plumber go to his van and notice that it was damaged. What should he do? He's been inside someone's house, I guess. Maybe even sharing Jesus, but certainly reflecting Jesus. Then he goes out to his van and he finds that it's been damaged. What does he do? Well, we know perhaps what he shouldn't do. And as a Christian, he shouldn't lose his self-control and start shouting and banging. Because if he did, then his character wouldn't reflect the love of God. But a grandparent looking after a child with challenging behaviour needs lots of patience. And there are lots of incidents where, to show the fruit of the Spirit and of Christ-like character, can be very difficult. But whatever we do, we need to do it with God's help through the Holy Spirit to enable us to show the fruit of the Spirit. But we know too that at times we will fail. So what do? It might be in front of non-Christians that we fail. It might be in front of our loved one. Well, we need then to admit that we have acted wrongly and apologise where necessary. When we do humbly say we are sorry, especially in the workplace, we are showing our distinctiveness as Christians, that we can say sorry and we know that God will forgive us. And this is in stark contrast to our culture, which is very often a blame culture. So we don't need to beat ourselves up when we do let God and others down. But instead we need to turn to God for his forgiveness and help. And so we pray, knowing God's forgiveness and that he will help us to put things right. And then concern. So we've got our competence, doing things very well. We've got our character reflecting who Christ is, and our concern. We need to have a genuine godly concern for those that we meet, whatever we do. It's often said, I'm sure you've heard it said, people don't care how much we know, but how much we care. We need to listen to others and value them and what they say. Not, as it were, give our opinion and never listen to anyone else, but genuinely sit with people and listen to them and value what they have to say. A real, genuine concern. Because when we do, we show kindness and gentleness and we help other people to flourish. So competence, character and concern together help us to be true ambassadors of Jesus Christ. And then, when we are like this, we will spread the fragrance of Jesus to those whom we meet. We are all to be, as it says in this passage, doers with all our heart, to do whatever we do, all in the name of Jesus Christ. So I suggest that at the beginning of every day, like we saw the lady in the office say, it's a good thing to ask God to help us to be Christ-like in what we do and reflect his love and goodness. And at the end of the day, just take a moment to reflect on how well we have been his representative in what we have done. So let's pray. May the fragrance of Jesus fill our lives, that those around us will be aware of the presence of Jesus. Amen.